Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another fantastic episode of The Cinephiles. I am Dan.
And I'm Alex.
And you can still join us live. Just got to call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That brings you directly into the studio with us. Or you can hit us up on Twitch at WikiCuriosity Media. Hit us up on our live chat there. You can find us on Facebook at Behind the Screen Radio Show, also at WikiCuriosity Media. Give both pages a like and a follow. Also, you know, go ahead and share those pages to your friends. You can find us on YouTube at WikiCuriosity Media. You can find all of our archive shows at blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosityMedia, also on iTunes at WikiCuriosity Media. And you can follow us on TikTok at Wicked_Angel. It's been a week since we broadcast. Because we didn't broadcast last Sunday for Movie of the Week, obviously, because it was Easter.
Mm-hmm.
We did not broadcast the previous Wednesday or Sunday. Because both days I was in the hospital, unfortunately. I was in the emergency room. I had fought a battle with kidney stones and completely lost. So that was not fun. Went into the ER both Saturday night and Tuesday night. And they finally went in and basically kind of blasted I know it's a little graphic, but they went in and blasted the kidney stone Wednesday afternoon, which is what they should have done Sunday. But I'll be honest, I think the doctor on Saturday night was either just wanting to get me the hell out of there or not knowing how to do his job. Because everybody on Wednesday, when they looked at, because I had a CT on Saturday or on Sunday, when they looked at my CT, when they looked at my ultrasounds, when, you know, they looked at the reports and everything, was like, no, you should not have gone home Sunday. So, yeah, I spent pretty much the entire week on the couch.
Mm.
So, yeah, spent all day Sunday doped up on medication. Was okay a little bit on Sunday or on Monday. You know, I was able to get up and walk around a little bit. Tuesday up until, you know, around midnight, I was okay. Not enough to go to work. And then when, you know, Tuesday night is when I went back into the ER. And then, of course, so I was scheduled off Wednesday and Thursday. So I just took Thursday off and went back to work on Friday. So, Yeah, that was my week. That was not fun. was not fun at all. That was extremely painful. Not something that I would wish on anybody, to be honest. It's not pain that... I mean, I don't care how much I hate you, how much I want to take you out back and totally dismember you. I don't want you to have kidney stones in the process, because it's just painful. It's really not a lot of fun. So yeah.
Could you imagine that, though? You hate someone so much, and like some mystical thing comes upon you, and they're like, you get to wish one thing upon this person. What is it? I wish they had kidney stones.
Oh God, no! I couldn't do that to somebody. I couldn't, because it is so painful. It's debilitating. Like, you know my level of tolerance for pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been around me. You've known me for 20 years of your life. You know my level of tolerance for pain. And it, both times that I went in, it was so bad. I was on the ground. I mean, it literally dropped me to my knees, on the ground, crying. Like I almost had tears streaming down my face. It hurt that bad. And the medication that I had, which was, you know, it was narcotic, it was Percocet, but it wasn't touching the pain at all. And like, it was the most intense amount of pain that I have ever felt. Like, I've had surgeries. I've had hernia surgery. I've had shoulder surgery. And I'd rather have that over a kidney stone any day of the week. Like, it is the worst pain imaginable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been compared, in men, it's been compared to women giving birth. So, it was not fun. So, but I should be pretty much good to go. I've got I've got a follow up on Friday to go in and talk to the doctor and, you know, have them do their thing. You know, hopefully they can go in and be like, yeah, no, it's done. It's good to go. You're fine. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll definitely see. So.
Yeah.
But how was your, what, basically 2 weeks off?
Yeah, I have also been in and out of hospitals for the past 2 weeks. Not for me personally, in some cases, but, you know, I had to go in for a test. Okay, not a big test, just pricking the arm, and I'm good.
Okay.
I'd like to preface this by saying I fucking hate going to the doctors for anything. So the test, it was tuberculosis tests. I've already been tested for this. I've already been cleared, but for some reason, certain people want me to get it tested again because some other bullshit. But I go in, you know, just get a little prick. Okay, I leave. I'm all good. That was a Wednesday. Thursday rolls around. My mother, my sweet beloved mother, is having immense and, like, as you've described, crippling pain.
Ooh.
In her stomach.
Oh.
Now, she has recently had a stomach surgery. I don't know what it is, but it was a stomach surgery about 9 months ago, 6 months, however months ago. It's all healed and squared away. Crippling pain. She went to the ER. with this surgery, she dropped a shit ton of weight, like a lot, like 45, 50 pounds, something like that. I don't know. It's a lot. They gave her pain medication. That one, well, when she took it before for like a migraine or something, it didn't do nothing to her. But since she dropped a bunch of weight, they gave her this medicine, and she, boom, just was completely out of it. And so Wednesday I had to go to the hospital to get a test done, just an appointment test. And then mother has to go to the ER. Friday, I have to go back to the doctor to get the results of my test, which, hey, would you look at that? I already knew the results.
It's negative.
And, well, you see, the drive to our local hospital is not that far for me. It's a 5-minute drive. And to test for tuberculosis, they inject you with something. I don't even know what it is. And then over a day, two, maybe three, if you have it or if you pop positive for it, there'll just be a little bump on your arm from when they tested it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a bump.
Right.
I was clear. I probably didn't even need to go in. If I was stubborn, I probably wouldn't have gone in. I go in. I'm waiting in the waiting room for 5 minutes. You know, I'm very punctual. I got to my appointment early. And they call me back. I go back. They swipe my arm. And they say, you're good. All that for you to just go whoop.
Yeah.
I hate it. And the thing is, I needed the results. Like a copy of them. How do you write down no bump? I got the results, the physical copy of it, and I was on my way.
So I know exactly what you're talking about, because when I was active duty, when I was in the military, active duty and reserve, honestly, I was a medic, and that's something that we used to do. We used to give TB tests. And like you said, it's a little needle that goes up underneath the skin, and they inject a little bit of medication. It's supposed to be, you know, reactive to any, like any of the tuberculosis, like bacteria or virus that's in your body, and it reacts to it. Like you said, if you have it, or if you've been exposed, not even if you have it, it's just this, if you've been exposed to anybody that has TB, it'll raise up and it'll get hard. The way that they record that is in millimeters. You know, if it's clean and clear, they write 0 mm. If there's anything, you know, there, it's 1, 2, 3, you know, however big the bump is.
I got a sheet of paper that said tuberculosis test, my name, negative. I hope that's enough. So if not, I'm not going to get tested again.
It's either a positive or a negative result. And if it's a positive result, then they go from there. And that's probably why you had to have an appointment, just in case it was a positive result, and then they put you on medication for a while, just to kind of flush it out of your system, and then they test you again.
Well, a person I lived with when we were younger popped positive for it and needed to be on medication for 9 months or so.
Yeah.
And on the thing, the reason why I even had to get the test was because I was honest on my medical sheet, and you know, when you're honest, it turns into a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, I had to do that when I first joined, because my dad had been exposed when he was over in Desert Storm. So, you know, I had to do the same thing when I first joined the military. They made me do that, made me do the same thing.
Yeah, and then after that, after all those appointments. I think my mom had to go back Saturday, so it was a 4-day stint where we were at the hospital every day. It was just annoying.
But she's okay, though?
Yeah, she's fine. She got it all squared away, and she's had 500 different appointments since then with her actual doctor. So the
wasn't
ER
anything
doctor.
Serious?
Just an ulcer, I think. But
Okay.
And she's a silent sufferer, so, you know.
Yeah.
I can't really do much. And I'm not a doctor either, so, you know.
Well, as long as it's
she has other medical things going on right now that's scaring her, and I won't mention on the air, but.
Well, no, obviously.
She's a tough lady, as you know.
I know. She weathers through just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, as long as whatever it is being treated or has been treated or, you know, is able to be treated, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, as long as she's being taken care of and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said before, honest on my medical sheet, I have Invisalign, which, you know, teeth things.
Yeah.
And, again, I had to go. I had an appointment set already for it, but I had to go get a thing from my orthodontist saying, you know, this is why I needed it. This is how long it's going to last and blah, 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 blah. I'm at the end of my rope with these things. Like, they're pissing me off. And I'm about done. I go in. And usually I go in, they look at my teeth, and I'm gone. I'm not there for more than 5 minutes. This time I go in, and I think it was a newer nurse tech lady. She looked at him. She called the doctor over. There's only one doctor there, and he just bounces around from chair to chair checking on people. And he comes and looks at my teeth, and he's, you know, explain it to her, like, see, this is like the perfect example of what these things are supposed to do. His teeth are perfect. They're beautiful. This is the best adjustment I've ever seen. And I'm just filling my ego right now. And he goes, there's only two reasons why this happened. I was like, ah, here we go. Even more ego boosting. He goes, it's because I moved them that way. That's because he was doing what he was supposed to do. It's like, all right, nice. And then my heart drops when he says, but you see, your bite's just off by a smidge. It's like, what? What do you mean a smidge? I thought you just said they were perfect. A smidge? Come on. And I was like, okay, how many more of these damn trays am I going to need? Like, how many more? And then, he goes, we're going to put you in rubber bands.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said. Uh-oh. And, well, I've had rubber bands before, and they suck. And I will never, it's like kidney stones, never wished them upon my worst enemy, because they're just a pain in the ass. So he gets up and walks away before I even get to say anything. And I'm just laying there, and the tech lady, poor thing, I must have been probably the worst patient she had that day. I wasn't rude or nothing. I was just kind of demanding, but, you know, for good reason.
Yeah.
I tell her my situation. I'm like, hey, I'm doing such and such. I've already got stuff filled out. By the way, I need a form. I can't. There's no. I'm not. What? Like, I was just confused. She goes, look, let me get the doctor. And he comes over and he goes, I understand your situation and whatnot. How long you got? And I was like, well, I don't know that. Well, that while I'm here, that's kind of going to determine. He goes, you got 2 to 3 months? I was like, no. I do not have 2 to 3 months. And he goes, okay. And I said, do I even have to do the rubber bands? Like, am I good? And he goes, well, you tell me that. You tell me where you're happy. I was like, oh, this is my choice. Okay, I'd rather not do the rubber bands if I could. I'd rather walk out of here today. He goes, okay, we'll put you on rubber bands for a month. And he walks away. It's like, oh, my God. And I'm known to be a bit passive. Like, I went, eh, I don't know. And then, you know, just do whatever. But in this situation, I told them what I just told you word for word. I'd rather not do rubber bands. Yeah. I would like to be done. Okay, we'll put them on for a month and see where they are. And he walked, and then the techs walk away. And I'm just sitting there like, what? Is nobody hearing what I just said? And the poor tech lady walks back with all the equipment to put the rubber bands on. And I said, I'm so sorry, but I do not want rubber bands on. I really, really don't. Like, I had them before. I don't want them. I would like to be done today. She says, okay, let me talk to the doctor. She never talked to the doctor. The tech came over, and she goes, well, if you think you're done, we'll send you out today. I was like, okay. So I'm good? They're like, yeah. And I go, do you? And when I asked for the form, they said that they would send it to the people that need the form. It's like, okay. Do you need the address or who to send it to? No, you're good. You're good for today. He's like, you don't. Okay. And I walk out and I get to thinking, oh, who are they going to send it to? So now I got to go back. I gave them a couple of days to see if they like caught on. I don't think they did. So now I got to go back and get the damn form. Good news is, I didn't get rubber bands. Just fuck those things. Better news is, I'm done with treatment on May 4th. I go in and get all shaved off and stuff. So, I'm done.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. And today, I was going to go to the gym. Start, you know, doing that. And I get a text from my stepfather's beloved father. And he goes, they just have a dog who likes to get out, and he digs under fences, and we have these big rocks, you know. And that was my solution, was to just put rocks where he's digging. So today I get a text, hey, he's digging again. Can you bring some rocks? Sure, whatever. This is like the fifth time I've done this. Well, that particular dog got loose. And he is a very quick golden retriever because he's a puppy-ish. He's like maybe a year old. And they're pretty quick. And I spent a good portion of a half hour, 45 minutes, just running and jogging trying to get this dog. And the way where they live is, I would say there's about a mile, half mile, of just a road that they live on, and on one end of the road, like going perpendicular to the road they live on, is a main road. And it's a very busy main road. Like two lanes going this way, two lanes coming this way, and it's always busy and packed. And the dog starts taking off towards that road, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. The dog has already almost gotten hit twice now, by the way, by cars. Because yes, it's kind of my fault the dog got out. The dog is stupid as a bag of hammers. I swear to God, that dog is so, it don't even know its name at this point. And golden retrievers are supposed to be, like, the smartest, most obedient dogs in the world. I'm calling bullshit on that, because in the two golden retrievers I have had interactions with, they are the dumbest damn dogs on this earth. Besides the point. It was just not, listen, I'm yelling its name. It's not like, even my mom was so, did he think it was playing? Well, no. Tone of voice is a bit aggressive. You know, I wasn't mean to it, but I was aggressive and stern. And he just didn't listen. He didn't listen. And I got him cornered like four times. And the damn thing's so fast and squirrely. And he just pew, takes off. And I'm about ready to just let this dog go. Fuck it. Let him go. He gets out like at least once a week. So let him go. And then I finally got him. And he sat. He was looking at me. I'm like, are we done? Is this it? And I'm inching closer to him. And he's like moving like he's getting ready to take off. But he's still sitting. my God, no. This is like the seventh time I've gotten you to stop. And I like leap to him and I don't have a leash. So I'm like dragging him by his collar, like in the most humane way I possibly can. And he's trying to squirrel and grab his collar and like twisting. So it's like a tourniquet around his neck. I'm like, you stupid ass dog. And so this dog, I'm thinking this dog's dying today. Either I'm going to choke it because it's pissing me off. It's going to tourniquet itself around its neck, or it's going to take off again and get hit by a car. And I was like, that's not happening. So I pick up the dog, this golden retriever. I'm just holding it, and I get about a quarter halfway back to the house, and he starts squirreling, trying to get away. And I put him down, and I'm like, stop it! Like, I tell him, stop it! And I grab his collar, and I'm bending down because I can't lift him up and walk. So I'm bending down, and he's walking in between my legs, so it was the only way I could get him from not trying to choke himself. And then every 2 seconds, he'd like try to take off and smell something. I'm just, no, get back here. Oh, man. Yeah, golden retrievers, I don't recommend as pets. It's like Marley and me. Like, they look very adorable, and they are very obedient dogs when they're, like, 12. But as puppies, they are, I swear to God, they're one of the worst breeds I have encountered, and I've only had 2 encounters with them. My bulldogs, the most stubborn dogs in the world. Oh, that's another thing I'll get to. I know I'm taking a bit of time, but there's a lot that's going on just today in my week. My, bulldogs are stubborn as shit, and they are 15 million times smarter than a golden retriever. And oh man, every time I see one now, I'm like, that poor family. Oh my God. But, my bulldog, speaking of my bulldogs, you know, I love my bulldogs. They are my everything. I love them. I come downstairs. This is going to be super gross, by the way. Feel free to judge. I come downstairs, and you know my dog, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my cats have begun to shit on our new rug that we got. I don't know why. That's just what they're doing.
Oh, no. I can see where this is going.
I go downstairs when I wake up this morning, and I look at my sweet, sweet Lucy bug. That's what we call her, our little bug. I look at her. She's got cat shit smeared on her chest. You may be asking, how the fuck she got cat shit on her chest and nowhere else?
Did she lay on it?
I have no clue. Because bulldogs, they have their head, and then it's like a 90 degree where their chest is, and then their belly.
Yeah.
It was just on her chest, not on her neck, not on her chops and her face. Just on her chest, not on her paws. I have no clue how this cat shit got on her chest. And so I get the text to go take care of the one dog that's the golden retriever. At the same time, I come downstairs to see cat shit on my dog's chest. So I do a quick wash down of her. Just getting it off and just getting her cleaned off. And then I go take care of that. I come back. And after bending down for a certain period of time, your back starts to hurt. My back was killing me, and I did not eat yet today at the time. And I was really not wanting to bathe this dog, but she stunk like rancid cat shit. I had to give her a bath. I couldn't leave her like that. That's just inhumane. No. And personally, that's extremely gross. So I give her a bath, and the way I give the dogs a bath, we got a thing, and then it's a hose that comes off of the
shower.
Faucet.
Shower head.
Yeah, my sweet beloved Lucy did so well, and they both bulldogs hate showers and baths. They hate it. She did so well. She listened to me. She stood still and let me bathe her. And the way that our shower is set up is I have to be in the shower with her because bulldogs are extremely strong. Didn't know if you knew that. But they're like nothing but muscle. Considering how much they lay down and sleep, my bulldogs are like almost nothing but muscle, and they're strong. They're not very big. They're just strong. So, you know, I have to be in the shower with them, and I'm just sitting there washing her off, getting her all cleaned up and pretty, and she did so well. And at that moment, I realized golden retrievers suck. when my bulldog, who hates showers and who is stubborn as hell, and she's a bitch sometimes, just sat there. Let me bathe her. It's like, this is peak canine right here. This is the peak of canines. And you can't get any better than this. And then my other bulldog, Louie, he's the older brother, and he was wanting in the shower with her because she was wanting out, and they're just goofy. But, yeah, I've had – dogs have been a pain in my ass today. But I love them. I love them.
Cool. Sounds like an eventful day.
Yeah. And then yesterday – I got a call at 7:30 in the morning. I'm not a morning person, by the way. Well, Monday was my appointment. I had to wake up early for that. I got up at 6:30 for that. And then Tuesday, I got a call at 7:30. It's my brother. You know, I love my brother to pieces. Calls me. Hey, my car's not starting. Fuck. Give me 15 minutes. I already know what the problem is. Give me 15 minutes. I get there in a half hour because I'm tired. And I get there, get his car squared away, come home. All while I'm half asleep, dangerous, but I'm kind of cool. So, you know, I've just had a frustrating time off from the air. Not kidney stones, but just... freaking frustrating. All at the same time, my mom goes, "Are you okay? Are you doing okay? You just seem kind of grumpy." I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm not grumpy at all, Mom. I just didn't have to wake up at 6:30 and 7:30 when I'm not used to doing that to go do something that I don't want to do. Nah, why would I be grumpy for? I could imagine why I'd be grumpy." That makes my mom mad. She's like, "You never tell me what's going on with you." I'm like, figured it'd be pretty fucking obvious. You know, I hate going to the dentist. I have to go to the dentist. I hate going to the doctors. I have to go to the doctors. I'm having to do stuff I don't want to do. Couldn't imagine.
Having to wrangle dogs. Wash dogs, yeah. Cat shit on them.
Yeah. My cats are going to get it one of these days, too. They're just so needy. One cat is so needy, and he makes me mad. But he's so cute when he's needy, because he doesn't meow, like, annoyingly. It's just like a faint little meow. It's just so cute. But he does it so much, I just want to... I love animals, though. Wiki Curiosity does not endorse the abuse of animals. I will personally hunt you down. And yes, this is a threat, FBI. I will personally hunt you down and end your life if I find out you are harming animals. Yeah.
No animals were harmed in any of these stories that were told in the past 35 minutes. No animals were harmed. They're all healthy.
Shit.
They're all good.
I was harmed in the event of fucking helping these animals.
The humans were harmed more than the animals were. So
listen, I put my back at stake just so a dog wouldn't hang itself while on the ground. You know how much sense that makes? Only a golden retriever could do that. Hang itself while walking. Oh,
no, our American bulldog could do that.
All I'm saying is my bulldog's necks are so thick, I don't think that'd be possible. Because when we walk them, we can't do it with a collar. We have to give them a whole goddamn harness. It's like they're going to war whenever we go take them for a walk. we had harnesses for them one time. They had like neon strips on them, or like reflective strips, and it said their name with patches on the side, and you could like put different. It looked like our bulldogs are going to war, and it was cool. But I don't know if we use those anymore. We have different ones now. I recommend getting Bulldogs, folks. It costs an arm and a leg, but it's worth it. It'd be the best time of your life. Never a dull moment. I have 4,000 pictures on my phone, and at least 1,000 of them are dogs, of my dogs. And they're all different pictures. You'll never find the same picture of my dogs. They're just goofy. So goofy. But yeah, that was my time off. Very frustrating. Very aggravating.
I'm sorry.
And I'd do it all again, though. Besides the doctor's visits and the dentist visits.
So, real quick, how was your Easter? So I wanted to ask about that.
Oh, man. We did Easter this year, but it wasn't like a big thing, you know. We had Easter dinner, and that was about it. You know, grandparents come over, had dinner, and then everybody went home.
Cool. I had to work Easter morning. Got off about noon.
Mm-hmm.
So kids had their baskets, and they did their Easter egg hunt. Sophia had a friend over that's never done an Easter egg hunt, so that was fun for her.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole other off-air story. You know, and then we had Easter dinner, and, you know, it was typical time.
Yeah, you know, speaking of my Bulldogs, last Easter was a blast for certain things that my dogs did. It was just funny. But this year they didn't really do nothing. We didn't do an Easter egg hunt or nothing of that extent. We just did dinner.
Cool. All right. So we did run over a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and skip the break unless you need to take a break real quick.
We can if you'd like.
Okay. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
Strip it down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you loved me, you would tell me be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turned your back to me and said,
Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You can still hit us up, 718-664-9735.
You got to make your messenger. There
I always
go.
Forget something. I always forget something. Okay, yeah. 718-664-9735 brings you into the studio with us. You can talk to us or hit us up on our live chat on Twitch. We are live on Twitch right now at Wiki Curiosity Media. Hit us up. Tonight, we are talking about adult animated shows, and I'm not talking hentai. I'm not talking any Japanese porn or anything like that. I'm talking about the primetime mainstream
Family
TV
Guy, Simpsons,
shows.
American Dad, Rick and Morty,
yeah.
Those
yeah.
kind of things.
TV shows that are geared towards a more mature audience.
Yeah.
There's been, like, I was looking today, going through, you know, just going online and doing some research and stuff like that, that I've forgotten just how many there are.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will say, okay, so one of the biggest advantages of, like, having animated versus live action for like an adult or like a mature themed TV show.
A mature comedy, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, mature comedy, mature sci-fi, you know, even horror and stuff like that. One of the biggest advantages is that you can literally do whatever you want within the confines of the show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's cheaper necessarily.
No. I wouldn't say it's cheap. Well, it depends. If you have a show like Family Guy, and you got a guy like Seth MacFarlane that is able to voice 300 million characters, that's
yeah.
less voice actors you got to pay. But then
right.
you get a show like, well, shit. Most of these do that sort of thing. But, you know, if opposed to like a live action, you got to cast main character, side characters, background people, you have to have sets. It's just a big
It can be a big ordeal, especially if you're doing like fantasy. Two of the ones that come into mind, comparing them, is like The Witcher and Castlevania. I don't know if you've seen Castlevania on Netflix. And they're both based on video games.
Yeah.
But if you look at like The Witcher and Castlevania, when you're doing a live action like The Witcher, number one, you have to find the perfect actor that not only sounds like the character or sounds like it would be the character in live action, but also has the look, the mannerisms, can do.
Who's able to embody that.
Yes, yeah. But when you do something like Castlevania, literally all you have to do is find somebody that fits the character that you've drawn. And that's
yeah.
that's a lot easier to do because you don't have to worry about, oh, does this person embody the actual character that we're trying to portray? It's literally, does he sound like him? Can he voice this character that we have on screen?
Yeah.
So, and then plus, like in Family Guy, there are things that are absolutely completely outrageous, like the chicken fights. That
yeah.
you can't do live action, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you take a show like Rick and Morty, I'll refrain from spoilers, but that show doesn't really have spoilers. It does very outlandish and off-the-wall, crazy ideas. And the way they execute them, I don't think could ever be executed in a live action.
Right.
Ever. There's just so many things that go into it. And the show is just, it's multiversal, galactic, space, science, math, pop culture. It's a lot, but they make it simple and digestible for you. That's why I like the show a lot. But then you get a show like Family Guy, like you mentioned, the chicken fight can't be really be done live action. It can be, but I'd rather they not try that.
Yeah.
Or like The Simpsons, when they do their goofy things. The people are yellow in Simpsons. It's
yeah.
kind of hard to do in a live action sense, but...
Well, when you have serials like Family Guy, like The Simpsons, like American Dad and stuff like that, it's... The characters don't grow up.
No.
You know, and you can have running jokes throughout the series, throughout the different seasons and stuff like that, you know, to where it stays funny. And you can have the same characters. I mean, Simpsons has killed off a couple characters here and there, that, you know, Bleeding Gums Murphy, Mrs. Krabappel, Maude Flanders, you know, stuff like that, where they've killed off these characters mainly because of, like, creative differences with the voice actor or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, Family Guy has done similar things in American Dad. It's just, it gets old. And these shows realize it, especially Family Guy, I feel like, realizes it a lot about the non-aging and things not changing. Like, there's been countless jokes on Family Guy of, like, oh, we can do what we want because it's just going to be the same next week. Like, and Family Guy is like the master of breaking the fourth wall when it comes to these shows.
Yeah, and Family Guy is one that does not take itself too seriously.
Yeah, like, there was a joke on Family Guy where somebody offers Stewie some type of, like, alcohol or something, and he's like, I'm one. And he's like, still? It's just, you know, it took Meg 20 years to finish and graduate high school, you know. There's just, they do progress. They just don't care to, you know.
Yeah. Well,
like, he's still one.
Bart's been 10 for the past 35 years.
Yeah. See, that's the thing that I think, like, South Park has a problem with this. They were doing the whole, I'll just reset next week sort of thing. And it kind of caught up. Stuff was happening, but it would reset. Like, the stuff that would go on in previous seasons and previous episodes, that still happens. Like, that's, if we want to get technical about it, it's canon. Like, those things happen. But, like, Kenny.
Yeah, like, Kenny dies all the time, yeah.
Kenny dies, but next week he'll be back. And they just don't mention it. But then they progress too much, and they change too much at one time. And I think that's what killed South Park for me. I was on a South Park binge. I watched one through, I can't even remember what season it was, but they brought in PC Principal, politically correct Principal. He's a funny character in her. But they just drove him into the ground, and then they got rid of the principal at the school, and there was just a lot of change. They got rid of the teacher, the gay teacher. Well, he was gay, and then he was trans, and then he was a guy again, and then he came back, and, you know, he's straight. It was just a whole thing.
Mr. Gay.
Yeah, and I watched the South Park COVID specials recently. Those were actually pretty good. They're very movie-esque, but again, like, South Park brought in a Panda Express, a Starbucks. Like, they got really modern really quick, and they built onto South Park. Like, the thing that I love about Family Guy, we never see Quahog, ever. Like, we hardly ever see, like, we do see Quahog. But
we see bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, but there's nothing that ever changes in Quahog. Like, Quahog didn't get a Starbucks. Quahog didn't get a Chipotle, you know?
Yeah. They don't even have McDonald's.
Family Guy does this thing where they are able to make jokes and keep it with the times. Like, they made fun of Donald Trump. They did the whole Donald Trump arc, and it was funny and hilarious. And the next season, they refreshed. It was restarted. Okay, now we're back and we're good. There was a time there where Family Guy was starting to make a bit less risky jokes, and they were getting close to South Park ruining themselves by getting too politically correct and just being scared to make jokes.
Yeah.
But then as soon as COVID ended, they were back to making raunchy and funny jokes again. And, you know, I'm here for it. I love it. Family Guy, regardless, Family Guy is one of my favorite shows of all time, no matter what genre. I love Family Guy. Same thing with Rick and Morty. You know, there's others. I could go on for hours about those two shows. But, you know, I had the – I'll phrase it like this, and you can't get offended. I had the misfortune – but the fortune of not growing up with The Simpsons.
I can kind of see that because I did kind of keep The Simpsons away from you simply because so
I was like four.
Yeah. Well,
but I never saw Simpsons as a raunchy or graphic or, you know, crazy show.
So
I never saw it in that light.
So I'm going to go back through the history of The Simpsons because The Simpsons, I started out on The Simpsons as a kid. I've watched literally every single episode in the past 34, 35 years. If I miss one or two, I'd go back and, you know, I'll binge them. Like, I've been watching it since its inception. It came out in, I want to say, 87 is when it first started, 87 or 89. You know, of course, it was a little bit on the Tracy Ullman show, and then it got its own TV show. And when it first came out, it was controversial only because of the fact that you had the son, Bart, who was very disrespectful to his dad, Homer, called him by his first name, never called him dad, it was portrayed as Bart was a bad influence on our children, you know?
Yeah, and I never, like, understood. Like, I get back in the day, it was, like, it was different. I could see how that show could have been a real heavy hitter for certain people. But
the thing is it was the very first time.
I feel like I might be wrong in saying this. I feel like Simpsons is a bit tame anymore. I feel like it's a bit tame and a bit, you know, not as extreme as its predecessors.
Follow-ups. Yeah. So The Simpsons is what really, really started the primetime adult animated serials, TV shows. I mean, of course, you had, you know, the Flintstones that, you know, was on primetime back in its day, but it wasn't controversial. You know, it was good, wholesome family entertainment. And then along comes The Simpsons, and this is, you know, the beginning of the 90s, the beginning of the whole PC, you know, bullshit. That's when, you know, the whole political correctness bullshit started, was, you know, mid-90s and stuff like that. And The Simpsons was, it was a whole different take on the family element. Because you got to look at the TV shows that they had at the time. You know, the Cosby Show was still going on. We had, you know, Fresh Prince that was going to start up in a couple years. And, you know, TV was good, wholesome family entertainment. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was meant to portray
sitcoms,
good...
laugh tracks, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, here comes The Simpsons and literally just breaks the mold on TV shows. Number one, it's animated. Number two, it's not afraid to be a little punchy. And yeah, by today's standards, 35 years later, it seems a bit tame, but at the time, I mean, you know, kids were walking around with Bart Simpson shirts that said, "Don't have a cow, man," you know,
yeah.
And he was the epitome of teenage rebellion and child rebellion in the 90s. You know, he was the bad kid. He was the skateboarding kid. He was the one that, you know, would spray paint the sides of buildings and, you know, just be disrespectful to his parents, disobey his parents, call his dad by his first name. And he was, you know, he was very disrespectful. Nowadays, it's just a laugh. Back then, it was like, oh, my God, you can't do that. You can't have that on TV. How's it going to affect our kids? Well, I mean, look at me 35 years later, because I grew up with The Simpsons. You know,
yeah.
You look at, you know, the generation that grew up on The Simpsons, nothing has happened. And now we've got shows like Family Guy, Rick and Morty, American Dad, Futurama, you know, all these other shows that have, excuse me, that have spawned off of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's not afraid to, and that was one of the things with The Simpsons, too. Is that they weren't afraid to tackle the issues facing the nation at the time. You know?
Yeah, and, you know, the older I get, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
The older I get, the more I realize the taste in humor I have and the taste of humor that, like, my grandpa has and that you and my mom's generation sort of have are vastly, vastly different. My papaw would not find The Simpsons funny at all. Understandable. You and my mom's generation would find The Simpsons pretty funny.
I love The Simpsons. I love The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Love Family Guy.
Please do not take this the wrong way. The Simpsons is very entertaining. I just don't find some of the jokes funny. If that makes
no,
sense.
No, and I fully understand that. It's not geared towards your generation.
Yeah, like I find Family Guy funny. I find Rick and Morty funny. I find just like those kind of shows funny. But The Simpsons to me is more of a, I mean, it is, like we've mentioned, it's tame. It's good comedy, good fun, good, you know. It's not lighthearted. I mean, by today's standards, it's a bit lighthearted. Or it was. It might have evolved. But, you know, there was always like a spectrum whenever I was a child of what, of those Adult Swim or of those adult shows that I could watch. I could never touch South Park. That was a no. So can I watch South Park? No.
No.
Shit. What about Family Guy? Sure, you don't get the jokes. You don't get what they're talking about. Go for it. Okay, and there wasn't, like, that much violence, and if it was, they weren't, like, showing guts. Yeah, they weren't showing guts like South Park was. They weren't showing, like, you know, it wasn't graphic. Like, if somebody got their finger cut off, it was a red circle with a white dot and some red drops dropping. Like, that's all the violence that there was.
Yeah.
You know, South Park, so people, brains, guts, like, that was a no. But, you know, Family Guy was, like, the worst show that I was allowed to watch. And even in some households, you know, Family Guy was canceled, like, what, 2 or 3 times? Taken off the air. And looking back on it, it's like, what? Like, I don't understand. I guess now I don't understand. I could understand back in the day of why it would be. But these same people that were trying to cancel Family Guy, why aren't they trying to cancel Rick and Morty? You know, still not trying to cancel Family Guy. But the thing is, shows like Rick and Morty are on things, are on streaming services like HBO, Netflix, and those have kid options. Parents have all the control in the world when it comes to these electronics and stuff. They could be like,
yeah,
I don't want you watching that, kid mode. I didn't have that growing up, and I could like, I don't know. You and mom didn't
answer your question real quick.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to answer your question.
Good.
Okay, so the biggest difference between like Family Guy and Rick and Morty. So Family Guy was on primetime. It was on Fox on, you know, Sunday night animated lineup. You had Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, and American Dad. Futurama was there for a little bit before it got canceled and moved to Cartoon Network.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill, yeah. Which is another, you know, more tame adult.
I don't think King of the Hill ever showed any violence or gratuitous.
No, but the topics they discussed.
Yeah, the jokes they made were very. It just wasn't a visually graphic show or bad show.
No. No, it was just some of the topics that they would discuss. And, I mean, it was a lot more tame than, like, The Simpsons and stuff like that, to where it was, you know, good, wholesome fun. With some mature themes in there, but not a whole lot. But when we look at, like, Rick and Morty started out on, and you know, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but Rick and Morty started out on Cartoon Network, and I think it started out on Adult Swim.
Yeah, it was an Adult Swim produced show.
Yeah, so that's the reason why, you know, a lot of people weren't trying to cancel Adult Swim or Rick and Morty.
But, I mean, Family Guy was on Adult Swim, too. Like, if I could catch Family Guy on Adult Swim some nights.
But it was reruns. Family Guy, its main TV slot was Sunday nights. You know, I mean, it was Fox Network. Which I don't understand why it's not on Disney Plus right now, but that's a whole other story.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I think the more adult shows that they picked up from Fox were put on Hulu instead of Disney Plus to avoid the situation of kids stumbling upon it. But I mean, The Simpsons is on there, but we've covered The Simpsons and all that bad.
Yeah. So, and that's the main reason why Rick and Morty was not, you know, looked at as, oh my God, this is destroying our kids, because it was on late at night. And, you know, because Adult Swim would start around like, what, 11 or midnight? And
it was around that time.
And by then, kids
are supposed to be in bed.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, they're in bed and asleep for school. And that's the main reason why, you know, like Rick and Morty was not as controversial as, say, Family Guy or Futurama. Or, I mean, not even Futurama. I mean, it had some.
Futurama wasn't all that bad. I put it kind of on the same level as The Simpsons. Maybe a bit
some
more.
The same creator.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both not grainy. Futurama was canceled because of ratings, and then Cartoon Network bought it and, you know, continued. So it's like Family Guy and American Dad, both done by Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, the thing is, though, like, and I think Seth MacFarlane used this as an argument with the showrunners to get a show back on, is people were getting this show canceled. Like, our kids can't be seeing that. Exactly. It's not meant for your kids. It's meant for you, the adult.
Yeah.
If you don't want your children watching this, change the channel.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Or, you know, if say, like, the dad in the house or the mom in the house, they want to catch the latest episode of Family Guy, put your kids to bed at an appropriate time. I mean, I'm not trying to tell people how to parent, but I'm going to tell you how to parent. Put them to bed around 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's when I was put to bed, you know, until I got older and kind of didn't have a set bedtime. But even then, it didn't really matter. Or, you know, I just don't understand
that. The thing
that. Then you should be off the air, blah, 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 blah.
When I was a kid and when you were a kid, when I was a kid and my parents wanted to watch something that I wasn't allowed to watch, they sent me away.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
go to your room. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to watch
yeah,
this.
If you're watching, you do it now. If you're watching a horror movie or a more gratuitous and violent movie, you send the little ones upstairs. Or
yeah.
You don't want to watch it, go upstairs. Like, there's
yeah.
countless things. It's not an abuse thing, people, to send your children away.
It's not, and I'm not going to wait until...
It's like 2 hours, okay? They can go upstairs to play with the fucking countless toys that you've bought them, you know?
Yeah, and it's not me neglecting my children, because 9 times out of 10, I spend time with my children. It's that one time that, you know, I want to start a movie at 8 o'clock because I don't want to be up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when I have to get up at 5:30 the next morning.
9 times out of 10, when I was a bit older, I just sit there and watch it, you know? I wasn't, I wasn't ever, like, censored all that much as a child, really. It was,
no.
Jackass was a no, South Park was a no. There's a couple other ones that were a no, but I thought they were, like, Archer. I thought Archer was stupid. That was a
yeah.
no. There was just shows that I thought were stupid and weren't interested in. The only shows that I wanted to watch were, like, I really wanted to watch South Park as a kid, but that it was just, like, that unknowing, like, why can't I watch it? I was never told why I couldn't watch it, and then one day I flipped it on and watched it, and I was like, okay, that's why. But
I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I wasn't all censored, you know, to a certain extent. But, like, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not running around my house with a British accent and a buzzed head, you know, calling my dad a fat man and trying to kill my mom, you know?
With the deuce.
With the deuce.
You know, anymore nowadays, kids are more mature at a younger age than even you were at, you know, that
yeah.
age, or definitely than I was at
the
my
thing
age.
I'm noticing is they're more mature, but also way more sensitive.
Yes. Yeah. I 100% agree. Oh my God. The stories I could tell you. But
yeah, I just feel like
agree.
If a kid watched old South Park today, oh my God, that would be terrible. That's why we have a kids only mode.
Yeah, but, like, when I put on TV shows, take Arcane or The Legend of Vox Machina, or, I mean, even, like, Castlevania, these shows are, okay, so we'll take Legend of Vox Machina, and I don't know if you've seen it yet. Yes. It's on Amazon Prime. It's done by the group Critical Role, their D&D session. It's
yeah.
animated. It's their animated D&D session, or like right before their animated D&D session, or their D&D session. It's the prequel. But it is absolutely hilarious. Definitely for mature audiences. I mean, there's
yeah.
sex, there's, you know, violence, there's cussing and stuff like that. The thing is anymore nowadays, you know, I'll put on a show and I'll be like, you know, hey, this is probably not appropriate for you. And like, you know, Sophia, she likes to just hang around, you know. You know, I'll put it on. And like if I've already watched a couple episodes, you know, she'll know that I'm putting it on and she'll just leave the room just because she doesn't like the material.
Yeah, there's and again, kids will learn. I mean, you're not going to put something in front of you could put Family Guy in front of 10 kids right now. I bet you 9 out of those 10 kids won't like it.
Right.
Because it's just not – they don't understand it. They don't get it. It's not a thing for them.
And there
and
one of the things
that
I've come to
– I think the perfect shows, kids, adults, teenagers, are shows like Regular Show, Amazing World, Gumball, Adventure Time. Like, yeah – you may think those are kiddie shows, but I binge watched Adventure Time twice, it deals with mature subjects, but it's not like
it's not like in your face mature.
Yeah, it's not like graphic about it. Like, they're not talking about sex, but they'll make an innuendo, and like a kid's not gonna get that, and an adult's not gonna get it at first either. But you know, like regular show, that they talk about crotches and getting hit in the crotch area, or you know, that sort of stuff, teenager stuff.
The thing
and
is,
they
is,
get older and they understand like shows like Family Guy and stuff.
Anymore nowadays, I kind of, on certain things, I kind of let my kids make their own decisions. To
yeah,
a point,
I can definitely tell the difference between when I was a kid to Sophia.
Yeah.
Like the different, I won't say style, parenting style, but just the openness.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little more, it is a little different. Like, when you were 11.
She did. But,
well, yeah. I mean, you have the same father, and, you know, I kind of, I don't say I make the rules, but when it comes to, like, TV, like, movies and stuff like that, you know, well, especially the ones that I've seen, like, at 11, I would have never let you watch Candyman. Sophia watched Candyman. I mean, she scared the shit out of her, but.
No, I watched Alien vs. Predator. Just
you did,
and
you did.
Just very enthralled with it.
And you loved it, like. When it was over, you wanted to watch it again.
It's, to this day, it's one of my... I'd probably say it's in my top 15 movies. I love that movie. And
I mean, I can see why. It's a great movie. It's a horrible...
Yeah.
It's a terrible movie, but it's a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those guilty pleasures.
Oh, definitely. Especially for a four-year-old and its grandparents' basement. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, you know, I would never let them sit down and watch The Legend of Vox Machina just because of the content that's in there. It's very mature. But something like Arcane that's just violent and a little, I guess it's got some scarier points to it just because of, because it's a prequel to a game. Again, it's based off of a game. You know, it's, but they know that it's not real because it's animated, you know, like same thing with like Castlevania or, you know, any of those. Genlock is another one. You know, Genlock has a little bit of violence, but it's got boobs in it. You know, it's got nudity and sex in it. You know, am I really gonna want my, you know, 11-year-old to watch, you know, cartoon sex? And, you know, nudity, no. But if they happen to walk in while it's on, am I going to be like, you know, turn the TV off and yell at them and go away? No. They'll just walk in and be like, ew, and walk away.
You know, you can put your input on this and maybe disagree with me, you being a parent of 24 years now. I think censoring children is kind of a bad thing to a certain extent. I'm not saying, you know, put pornography in front of your 5-year-old, but, you know, let them watch Family Guy. Let them watch South Park. I'm even going as far as letting them watch South Park, in my opinion. Like, anymore, South Park's not all that bad. Like, start it off with the newer episode of South Park and then work your way back if you're worried about violence and bullshit like that. But like, I grew up with friends that have never seen an episode of Family Guy a day in their life. Never seen. Those kids were unbearable to be around. Because they just didn't understand the humor, or like I would say a joke and they were just like, what? It's just frustrating. But then kids get their interests and stuff from things that may be a bit more violent. Like, I'm a DC fan. You know this.
Yeah.
DC's gritty, violent, gratuitous at times. I wasn't censored all that much, and I was able to gauge for myself what's too much for me to handle and what's not. You know, I didn't have somebody breathing down my neck or just, you can't watch that, you know. Somewhat. But when I hit like middle school or even late elementary school, it was like, eh, whatever. He knows what he can handle. If I can't handle an episode of South Park, I won't watch it. If I can't handle a scary movie, I won't watch it.
I think you're right to a point, and that's kind of how...
Yeah. And every kid is different, but...
Yeah.
I'm just saying
my
experience.
That's kind of how I parent now.
Yeah. Like, we're able to gauge of what we can handle. It might be a bit traumatizing, but we'll grow out of it.
There are certain, you know, movies, obviously, that are out there that are just, you know, way too grotesque.
70s and 80s horror movies I would steer away from. But
yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of, like, especially independent horror that you just steer away from.
Yeah, like, I steer away from a lot of those because it's just like, why?
Yeah. The movie Seven comes to mind. Like, I would not let my 11 or 13-year-old watch the movie Seven right now.
Yeah.
Because,
maybe when they're a bit older and can understand.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
there's
just
a reason. There's a reason why we have rating systems.
Yeah. And, you know, adults kind of have, when they're a bit younger, I think adults can kind of help a child gauge of what is too much for them. I'm not saying you have to completely shut them off and start a 5-year-old off with, like, Blue's Clues, because I gotta be honest, as much as the show is cool, no 5-year-old gives a shit about Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When they get to those ages where they're getting creative and exploring different avenues of what to do with the creativity, don't shut them off from other avenues of creativity, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with the rating systems as like a suggestion. Like, I agree that anybody...
It's a suggestion.
Right. I agree that, you know, no 17-year-old or, you know, I think the age limit is 17 or 18 for a rated R movie.
17. You can be there at 17 without a parent.
Okay. But I agree that any rated R movie, regardless of what the content is, you know, I don't think a 12-year-old should be able to go into a rated R movie.
No,
without
but
a
if
parent,
they're,
you know, obviously.
If they're like 14, 15, 16, and you have to have a parent sign off, those are the ages where they're starting to become more independent and wanting to do things by themselves. And,
yeah, and it all depends on the content. If it's rated R just because of violence, I'm going to be a little different. You know, I mean, okay, so you get to see somebody get their, you know, head chopped off or, you know, stabbed
if
in the stomach,
like,
or...
Like the movie Hostel, like that kind of violence, no way. Like if there's a scene in that movie where somebody like gets a broken bone and their freaking bone is sticking out, maybe not. But if it's just like a war scene or whatever, and they're just shooting at each other and somebody gets hit and they're like, I've been hit. If it's just like a bullet wound, just so what? But if they're like getting their heads blown off or like, you know, getting blown up and there's like bits and pieces you can see of people being blown up, maybe not. But
like, you know, any Rob Zombie movie, I don't think you should go in. You know, because of the gratuitous.
I would explain it to them instead of just saying, no, you can't see that. Because they're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, it'd be like, hey, you know, that movie, it's a bit graphic. It might be too much for you now. Maybe I know your parents want to go see it, but maybe let's just wait, you know?
Yeah. Or, you know,
or
watch it.
Go see it for yourself first and then report back. Be like, hey, I don't know about this movie. Don't just look at the rating system and be like, oh, violence, sex, Go watch it for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, and that's basically what these rating systems are for, you know, like the TV-14, TV-MA, and stuff like that. It's to let you know the content that...
The potential content that's coming up, you know, in the case you just don't walk into a movie and you're like, this seems okay. It's a Halloween. Okay, this isn't too bad. It's about a serial killer on Halloween night. Oh, they're fucking... Oops. It's like, you don't want to run into that situation. They're warning you of what's there.
Yeah, and they're giving you, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, is a lot of people think that these rating systems, this was a big, huge thing back in the 80s, especially with, like, music. Because you and I have talked about this before, the parental guidance stickers, the whole thing with Dee Snider going before Congress,
yeah,
and stuff like that, the censorship of everything. And to a point, I agree with like the artist's point of view, but at the same time, I am in favor of the idea of somebody letting me know, like on music, video games,
TV
shows.
It's good to have a warning of what's going on in the things. You're not blindsided. So something doesn't pop up in the movie and you're like, and then you have to have an awkward conversation with your 11-year-old, you know?
Yeah, I don't need to take my 11-year-old to a movie where a guy gets his balls chopped off and fed to a dog. Hostile too.
Yeah. But,
you know, at the same time with shows like Family Guy or The Simpsons or Rick and Morty, the basic reason why they have these rating systems, and I think Family Guy's been toned down to like TV-14.
I think they were for a little bit, but I think they might be back. I don't know. The Family Guy's just kind of cut out some of the violence in the language, not really the topics of their of what they're discussing. You know, I don't think Family Guy, Simpsons, Futurama, a lot of the shows have really had that much language in it. If it is, it's damn or something like that.
Yeah, or they bleep it out.
Yeah, but like shows like Rick and Morty, that's the example I'm going to bring up because it's the only modern day adult cartoon that I can refer to. That movie or that show, it's a bit with the language. You know, they say the F word in it. They say cuss words in it. But it's not like, I can maybe think of two scenes where like they're arguing and bickering and they're screaming, hurling insults and stuff at each other. It's not that offensive. It's just, you know, swear words.
Yeah.
And you
I
know,
think it's...
That's because it's on HBO and they don't have to censor that sort of thing.
Not anymore. Yeah.
But, or like South Park. I remember South Park had a big issue with its bleeping and stuff and the censorship because South Park swore in their show. Like they said, fuck and shit, whatever. And like on the DVD releases, you could hear those without bleeps, but on the air, it'd either get cut out or it would just be a long bleep.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, so a lot of these shows, obviously are geared towards adults. And that's one thing. So for me, there's been a big explosion, especially over the past decade or so, of TV shows that are animated that are being geared more towards, you know, a more mature adult population. When I was growing up, they didn't have that. And I think that's definitely showing the change in generations, you know, because
the ability of the ease of access of, I don't know, blocking children from that is a bit easier.
Yeah. Because a lot of these are on, you know, different streaming services that put these out. Castlevania's Netflix, Legend of Vox Machina, and Arcane League of Legends are both on, you know, Amazon Prime, and you can set parental controls to those, you know, to both of those streaming services. You know, if I put parental controls on, say, Netflix, you know, when I go into log into my, I mean, I don't have it, but if I go into log into my Netflix, I have to put in a passcode because I get all the mature themed shows and all that.
What it really comes down to, though, is
paying attention to what your kids are watching.
Yeah, pay more attention to what they're doing. and just be more engaged and involved and pay more attention.
If my younger kids were watching Family Guy,
don't hound on their ass about stuff. Like, don't be a dick about it. Like, you can't watch it. But like, if they're watching something and it's a bit too much, just be like, hey, I'd rather you not watch that. They'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And find something else.
The thing is, and what people, this is what people don't understand, and this is what my generation specifically really had to understand. The more you censor your kids, the more you shelter your kids, the more they're going to want to do.
Yeah, the more they crave that. Yeah, you get more rebellion out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like what we were saying, when it comes to TV shows and movies, I'll warn my kids, be like, hey, I'm about to put a movie on that's, you know, probably not something you want to watch. And they're like, okay. And they go away. You know, it's not, hey, you have to leave because you cannot watch this movie. And then they're like, okay, why, you know, now I'm curious. Now I want to watch
this movie. There's very rare cases for that, where that situation happens.
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, more the adult-themed, again, the adult-themed TV shows. Horror movies especially, you know, that's one thing that I don't, you know, usually I try to do it later on in the, you know, about 9, right before the kids are going to go to bed.
I feel like the horror movie thing isn't so much you don't want your kids to be traumatized and, like, scared. You just don't want to deal with the ass pain of them waking you up at 1 in the morning, be like, oh, I'm scared. There's something in my closet. You know, you just don't want to deal with that sort of thing. Yeah. So you just get away.
Like with Candyman, after the movie, Sophia did not want to go to bed. Like, she was terrified because it was more real than, say, Trick or Treat when she watched it. And she was fine with watching Trick or Treat.
I mean, I've definitely had those instances. I watched Scary Movie, the spoof of Scream, and was scared shitless at times because of that movie.
Yeah,
but
I remember when I was a kid, my parents, we were going to watch RoboCop for the first time. You got to remember, this is, you know, 84, 85. When it first came out on, you know, video, they rented RoboCop. And, you know, one of the very first scenes is this big robot just mowing down a bunch of people in an office because it malfunctioned. And there's one scene where this guy is standing up and just getting littered with bullets, you know?
Yeah.
And my parents turned it off after that. It's like, nope, you guys got to go to bed. And I remember not being scared, but being kind of not really frightened, but disturbed by that image. Because, I was young. I was younger than Sophia is now, you know? And I was scared that somehow that robot was going to come into my room and stuff like that. You know, of course, I've seen it since then, and it's a fantastic movie. The remake is crap, but the first movie is fantastic. But, you know, I mean, and it's those kind of things that I don't want for my kids. You know, I don't want my kids coming into my room at 2 o'clock in the morning because they're scared. I don't want my kids to be scared of their room. You know what I mean? There's plenty of shit outside of this house that is terrifying. My kids should feel like their house and their bedroom is a secure, for lack of a better term, safe area to where they can feel like they're secure, you know, to where they can relax and they can go to sleep. And that's how it should be. You know, they shouldn't be scared in their room of the boogeyman jumping out of their closet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But. But yeah, so I was going through, again, some of these, you know, doing some research and stuff like that, and it's, like, amazing at how many of these are geared towards adults. And even if you look at some of the, when we go back and we look at, like, some of the older animated kids shows, When I go back and watch them as adults, like Batman the Animated Series, Spider-Man, X-Men, Gargoyles, and stuff like that, I'm able to pick up on some things that I didn't, that I just kind of glossed over as a kid. And even back then, you know, like the Saturday morning cartoons, I guess, even had elements of, and that's with any animated feature, period, because they want to target both adults and kids. You know, Disney does it all the time. We know that.
Yeah.
But when we look at specifically DC, a lot of their animated properties, even, like I said, as far back as Batman the Animated Series, are geared more for a more mature audience. You know, I mean, yeah, a 9-10-year-old would love Batman the Animated Series. You did as a kid. You watched it all the time, you know. And the thing is I was right there watching it with you and getting different things out of it than you were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a long-standing tradition to gear things for both adults and children in animated and, you know, live action, whatever. But we're focusing on animated today.
Clearly, cartoons, animated features aren't meant for kids. They can be at times.
Yeah, when you look at ones on, like, Disney and Nickelodeon and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Blue's Clues, The Backyardigans, stuff like that.
Yeah, but when we look at, like, young
some stuff, some shows are just ageless. Like, you can't really stamp an age. You can stamp a demographic on it. Like, yeah, we kind of made this for 10 to 14-year-olds. But, like you said, Young Justice, Batman, the DC animated movies, those are kind of a bit more of the high schooler and up. Late middle school, high schooler.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at, like, The Long Halloween, which is the most recent animated full-length feature that I've watched. It is geared more towards, you know, like the
younger
adults. It's
like a Batman movie just animated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's geared more towards the, you know, older teenager, younger adult demographic and those that are fascinated with DC, you know. I don't know. I know for a fact Sophia wouldn't like it because she's not into superheroes.
Yeah.
I don't know that Liam would sit through it. He's not a big DC fan. He's more Marvel. But I enjoyed it thoroughly. Both as a DC fan and as an animated fan, you know?
Yeah.
So. But.
Yeah. But going back to, you know, topic of tonight's shows, animated cartoons for adults. What's some of your favorites?
Okay. So some of my favorites, I'm going back, you know, back to when I was a teenager and stuff like that. Some of my favorites are Simpsons, obviously, Family Guy. I love both of those creators, Matt Groening and Seth MacFarlane. All of their shows, Cleveland Show, American Dad, Family Guy, Simpsons, Futurama. I really didn't get into Enchanted, which is another Matt Groening, or Disenchantment, I'm sorry. That was a Netflix thing. I tried to, but I didn't really get into it. But I lumped those, like, together. Like, you've got Seth MacFarlane and then Matt Groening.
Yeah.
You know, love those. As a kid, I watched Ren and Stimpy and Beavis and Butthead religiously. Because they were just stupid funny.
Yeah.
You know? Young Justice is one of my favorites. So, I don't know. I'd probably say those are like one of the ones that, you know, if I miss it, I'm upset. You know, like tomorrow, yeah. I have tomorrow off. One of the first things I'm going to do when I wake up is watch Young Justice. It's one of the first things I'm going to do. It's like today, the first thing I did was watch Moon Knight. That's one of the first things I'm going to do because it dropped, you know, like I have to watch it on that day. But you know, I mean, I do like some of the, so Netflix has got some really good ones. Castlevania, Blood of Zeus. And they're actually not bad. They're actually pretty good. I wish they had more, episode of Blood of Zeus, but you know, maybe we'll get a second season. And then, of course, you know, you've got, like, the stupid ones like Robot Chicken. That's just there to, you know, you just put on and just kind of brain dump to. So, but, yeah, I would say probably my favorites are the ones done by Seth MacFarlane and Matt Groening. So. What about you? What are some of your favorites?
I like, you know, the Seth MacFarlane ones, Family Guy especially. I like Rick and Morty. South Park was a big one for me. You know, like you said, Young Justice. I'm going to throw a regular show, Adventure Time, in there. I feel like those are a bit more mature, adult-esque. Still for kids, though.
Yeah.
You know, I never really got into Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead, those sort of shows. I liked Futurama. There was a time there where I binged Futurama and loved it. But I never really got too much into it. You know, there's new ones like BoJack Horseman, and I never really watched the Boondocks.
The Boondocks, it actually wasn't that bad. I saw like the first three seasons. I watched them when I was overseas, and it's got its funny parts. It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
I never watched Bob's Burgers. I've heard that one is like a lover. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
I surprisingly like King of the Hill in very, very small doses.
See, I'll put on. So, like, FXX has their, you know, like, their whole animated block where it's got Simpsons, Family Guy, King of the Hill, and Bob's Burgers. If I'm bored, I'll put that on. And, you know, I do love King of the Hill, mainly because it's done by, just had his name. Same guy that did Beavis and Butthead. What the hell is his name? Hold on. Give me one second. Mike Judge, that's right. It's a more tame Beavis and Butthead. Because, like very, very tame. The Hank Hill is based on the neighbor of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
That's who they based Hank Hill off of. So, but, I mean, King of the Hill, it's funny. I mean, it's not one that I would binge, you know, it's not one that I would binge watch. But I'll watch it if it's on and I've got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of choices out there for people if they're looking to get interested or involved in that sort of realm. You know, I would start light with Simpsons or Family Guy. Maybe work your way up to Rick and Morty and South Park. But I know there's people out there like my mom that hate these shows. Hate them. She doesn't like them. Go you. But I personally like them. I think they're funny.
So
Robot Chicken is one of them. I've always liked
Robot
Chicken.
It's not really animated. It's more like stop motion claymation, but it's still funny.
I love their Star Wars sketches on Robot Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some that you would recommend to somebody, like out of the ones that you have watched, other than, you know, the Matt Groening and the, Seth MacFarlane ones, what are some that you would recommend to people, you know, just to have them watch?
Rick and Morty, South Park, Futurama. I know you said Outside, but I feel like Futurama's a bit less popular. I don't know. Start off with those three, and then expand out, explore, see what you like, see what with the comedy shows, you have to gauge of what you find funny, because you might watch Family Guy and be like, this isn't funny at all. And then go watch South Park and be like, this is peak comedy.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to gauge what you think is funny. If you don't like gratuitous and raunchy jokes, then you're not going to like any of them. That's your problem, not mine.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're mostly funny. I heard Smiling Friends was a funny one. Yeah.
Okay.
BoJack Horseman I've heard was okay. I've never watched it, though. But, yeah, I would recommend mainly the Seth MacFarlane shows and the Simpsons and Family Guys or Futuramas. I didn't watch the Disenchantment show. I've never seen that. I couldn't give an opinion on it.
I watched, like, one or two episodes. I really couldn't get into it. It just – it was so – I don't know, so much like the Simpsons. Like, I know he's got his style of animation. You can see that in Futurama. But it was more like medieval Simpsons than, you know, Futurama was future Simpsons. Because Futurama, while it had the same basic, like, animated style, Disenchantment looks exactly like the Simpsons. You know?
Yeah.
It's just... And I know it's the same thing with Family Guy and Cleveland Show and American Dad, but
those take place in the same universe. Like, that takes place all in the world.
Yeah, but, you know, they're all so different. I mean, you've got Family Guy that's a little more left, a little more liberal. Then you've got American Dad that is so – that's, you know, a little more right, leans a little more right.
Yeah, I mean, both shows kind of have their...
they balance each other out.
Yeah, like Stewie is a... You just can't tell with him sometimes. You know, Brian is always labeled like the liberal dick on the show. And Peter's definitely the more... He's not really political at all, but he's just... Doesn't care about your feelings. Doesn't care about you. He kind of says what he wants.
No.
Then you got American Dad. You know, the dad is very conservative. And then you got the daughter, Haley, that's a hippie liberal. You know?
Very left. Yeah, very liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Roger the Alien. I fucking love Roger. He's so funny. Roger the Alien.
Yeah.
Oh, he's funny. He's probably one of my favorite characters on that show. I just love his disguises. And how you can clearly tell it's an alien, but people just treat him like he's not.
Yeah. So when I look at some of the animated shows that I've seen, when I go to recommend any of these, of course the first ones I recommend are anything by Seth MacFarlane and Matt Groening. That, you know, you're going to dip your toes in the water on either one of those. On any of their shows, you're going to dip your toes in the water. You're going to get a feel of what, you know, adult animation is geared towards. But, you know, when I look at, like, more specific to the person, one that I recommend is Young Justice, if you're big into superheroes. You know, even if you're a big Marvel fan, go watch Young Justice. You know, it's one of the most, and we've discussed this before on air and off. To me, it's one of the most expansive shows. And I love it because it has grown up with its audience.
Yeah.
You know, and it grows and matures within itself. If you're a big D&D fan, if you love D&D, if you love RPG, stuff like that, you have to see The Legend of Vox Machina. Have to. It's hilarious. And, like, when I was watching it, there's one character in there that I'm like, holy shit, that's exactly like the barbarian in this campaign. To a T. To a fucking T, that's who it is. You know, it's Arillo in the Monday campaign. It's you know, the Godfather. You know, yeah. Like, oh my God, that's fucking him. And when you watch it, and I hope you do, you'll be like, oh my God, that's him. Or, you know, Jeremy in the Friday campaign when he was there.
Yeah.
If you like video games, go watch Arcane, League of Legends, Castlevania, stuff like that. But yeah, definitely hit up, you know, if you haven't seen any of these shows, like, I mean, honestly, you're living under a bridge. You're very sheltered. And I get that, you know, the humor isn't for everybody. Get that 100%.
Yeah, and there's, I'd like to add, there's anime shows out there that we did not bring up because we do not watch anime. We don't have nothing against it. Personally watch it.
I've tried to get into it.
That's a whole different fandom that I just would rather not get into.
I've tried to watch a couple here and there. But, I mean, really the only, I don't even know if you'd call it anime. It would be classified as Japanimation. It's before anime. Really, the only one that I'm into is Robotech, and that's back from the 80s.
Yeah, and only one that I've ever watched and absolutely love is Avatar The Last Airbender. I didn't bring that up because it's not really an adult thing. It's definitely geared towards kids. But you could throw that in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a whole show in and of itself that, again, like you said, we don't.
We're not
big anime.
Very novice when it comes to those.
I wouldn't even say novice. I would say uninformed.
So yes.
I don't know. I can't get into it. I can't get into...
Yeah. My little sister up here has gotten into it. And more onto the live action Japanese shows. Or Korean. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I'll just walk in the living room, see it on the screen, and be like, oh, okay. Don't understand any bit of that, and I don't think she does either. But,
no.
You know, whatever floats your boat, you know. I have fucking lightsabers and 6-inch figurines sitting on my shelf. I can't be that much weird than somebody who watches anime. So.
We all have our fandoms. We all have our geekdoms. One that we completely passed over, and I'm surprised that we did, was Samurai Jack.
I watched it very briefly as a child. Never expanded on it from there.
Okay. I mean, I've watched a couple episodes. It wasn't one of those that I had to watch all the time. It was good for its purpose. But I never really got into it.
Yeah. There was another show like Samurai Jack.
I mean, that style of animation and that person, I'm going to butcher the name, Jendy Tartakovsky, I think.
Yeah, Tartakovsky. He made the
The original
Star Wars.
Clone Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
The original Clone
which
Wars.
Which I love those.
Yeah.
Even the Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the 7-season show. But again, I kind of put that in the same realm as Adventure Time regular show, Young Justice, Avatar Last Airbender. Those are kind of the same category.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right. We're down to the last, 7 minutes of the show. So, Sunday. Not last Sunday because it was Easter. The Sunday previous to that, prior to that, we were going to do the movie Antlers. Came out a couple months ago to the theaters. I went and saw it with Miss Angel. It's actually a really good movie. If you like, if you're into like Native American legends, if you like horror movies, stuff like that, it's definitely worth a watch. It's on HBO Max now. Go see it. But we've actually switched it up. So, because we were going to do Antlers again this Sunday to kind of catch up. But something else got released. And so this Sunday, we're going to be doing The Batman. So it just came to HBO Max. I know you've been wanting to review it ever since we went and saw it. Ever since you went and saw it in the theaters. Zach and I have been wanting to review it ever since we went and saw it in the theaters. And I know we can do a whole fucking, we could do 3 or 4 hours on that. Because you and I did, you and I talked for hour and a half, 2 hours after the movie about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, this Sunday we are going to be talking about The Batman, the new one. With Robert Pattinson, Colin Farrell, and what the hell is her name? What I'm blanking on names today.
Zoe Kravitz.
That's it. Yeah. I'm just gonna preface this by saying it's a great movie. Please go watch it, and then join us on Sunday. So I'll be watching it here in the next couple days. Probably Saturday night. I'll be watching it. But anyway, we're down to the last 5 minutes. I want to thank Alex, as always, for joining me. Great show. And I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all of our followers for everything that you guys do. We greatly appreciate it. I don't think there's anything coming up. There were a couple things that I wanted to talk about tonight before we started the show, but we can speak more about that Sunday. Mainly the Johnny Depp thing.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. But I want to get more information. So we can talk about that on Sunday because that's a big thing going on in the news right now. So, all right. Support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. And as always, please, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wiki Curiosity Media, every Sunday night for Movie of the Week, every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace podcast, every Wednesday night for The Cinephiles, and every Friday night for Note by Note. I'm pretty sure Dying Glass is having a show on Friday. I don't know. His schedule has changed a little bit, mainly because he's got a better job or a different job. Not sure if it's better, but it's a different job. So stay tuned to the pages for more info on that. Have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And we will see you back here for Behind the Screen on Sunday night.
Good night, everybody.
All right, I ended the live on Twitch.
Cool.
All right. Well, it was a good show.
Yeah.
I would say impressively good, but we tend to have really good shows.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what topic it is. We tend to make it so that we can go a full 2 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty.
Alright.
I guess I'll talk to you later.
Alrighty.
Alright.
I love you, kiddo.
Love you too.
Alright, and I will talk to you later.
Alrighty. Bye.
Alright.